Welcome, loving viewers, to this week's episode of Models of Success. Reporters and journalists play a very important role in our lives, connecting us to the events and people in all corners of the world. Today's show is dedicated to Mr. Walter Cronkite, an esteemed American news broadcaster. Known as Uncle Walter for his easygoing yet credible delivery, Mr. Walter Cronkite covered some of the most essential moments of the United States during the 20th century, including astronaut Neil Armstrong's first step on the moon. As a CBS Evening News anchorman for nearly 20 years, he was a respected and trusted presence in households throughout the USA. Walter Leland Cronkite Jr. was born in 1916 in Missouri, USA, as an only child to a homemaker mother and dentist father. Growing up, young Walter Cronkite once came upon an article detailing the adventures of reporters throughout the world. This sparked his dream of becoming one himself. At 10 years of age, Walter Cronkite and his family moved to Houston, Texas, where he attended San Jacinto High School and became the editor of its newspaper and yearbook. Walter Cronkite continued his education in political science, economics, and journalism at the University of Texas at Austin and took on his first reporter role for its student newspaper, The Daily Texan. Delighted in this field of work, he further pursued it at the Houston Post, working as a part-time sportscaster and general assignment reporter in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. In the mid-1930s, Mr. Cronkite temporarily moved back to his native state. He was hired as a reporter for the news and sports department at KCMO, an AM talk radio station in Kansas City. For this brief period of time, Walter Cronkite's daily reporting duties at KCMO helped him gain more experience and confidence in the news business. After his stay in Missouri, Mr. Cronkite was invited to join the United Press International, an American news agency which was the foundation for the country's preliminary news distribution services. He was part of the Writing 69th team, which sought after the most important events of Europe in the 1940s. Not long after his new job, Walter Cronkite married Mary Elizabeth Maxwell, also known as Betsy, who accompanied him throughout his life until her passing in 2005. With his devoted wife taking care of the home, Mr. Cronkite traveled throughout Western Europe, witnessing the latest international developments and reporting on them to the interested public in the United States. Mrs. Cronkite was always very supportive of Mr. Cronkite's career. He later expressed his gratitude for her, saying, "I attribute the longevity of our marriage to Betsy's extraordinary keen sense of humor, which saw us over many bumps, mostly of my making, and her tolerance, even support for the uncertain schedule and wanderings of a newsman." In 1950, Walter Cronkite was offered a position at the American television network CBS Broadcasting, Inc., hosting the show You're There, in which actors and actresses reenacted key historical moments. Mr. Cronkite was to interview them as if they were actually a part of current events. The director of You Are There, Sidney Lumet, explained, "The premise of the series was so silly, so outrageous, that we needed somebody with the most American, homespun, warm ease about him." Though at that time, televised news was received with a degree of skepticism, with many supporting the traditional printer radio, Mr. Cronkite accepted this position, embarking on his lifetime career with CBS. This series became a resounding success, and Mr. Cronkite's famous closing lines are still remembered to this day.
A day like all days, filled with those events that alter and illuminate our times. And you were there.
Walter Cronkite was later selected for CBS's The Morning Show, in which he and a puppet named Charlemagne conversed about the daily news. Mr. Cronkite was also the anchor of a 15-hour coverage of the 1960 Winter Olympics, which was the United States' first telecast of the Winter Olympic Games. This helped to popularize skiing in the nation during the 1960s and 1970s, and also greatly influenced televised sports. Just as network television began widely making its way into the American lifestyle, in 1962, Walter Cronkite was named anchor and managing editor of CBS Evening News. In 1963, the program expanded from 15 to 30 minutes, Monday through Friday. This allowed Mr. Cronkite room to cover the stories in added detail and variety, infusing the show with more momentum. With the new time format, the number of viewers approached 20 million per night. Mr. Cronkite had a significant say in the daily content, so that he was able to inform his viewers of the most crucial reports of the happenings in the world. From the dramatic stories surrounding key individuals, such as the 35th U.S. President John F. Kennedy, the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., and U.S. Senator Robert F. Kennedy, to international affairs, Walter Cronkite put his focus on issues that most concerned the American citizens. Indeed, viewers came to depend upon his direct deliverance of current events. As U.S. President Barack Obama said, Walter was always more than just an anchor. He was someone we could trust to guide us through the most important issues of the day, a voice of certainty in an uncertain world. In 1964, CBS network administrators installed two new anchors. However, viewers voiced their opinions with 11,000 letters of protests. This made the executives realize the irreplaceable treasure that Walter Cronkite was, and they quickly reversed their actions. From then on, CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite began to surpass the ratings of all other news stations. We'll be right back with more on Mr. Walter Cronkite and how he earned the title of the most trusted man in America. You're watching Models of Success on Supreme Master Television.
Words cannot fully describe the ancient beauty of Afghan traditional music.
این یه سازای ضعیف داره. فقط آواز بسیار مقبول داره. من بسیار خوشم. من خودم از جمع هزارها آلی موسیقی دو تار خوش کردم. بعد پالیش رباب. که امینا رفیقایم از به همه طول زندگی عمرم امیر بودم رای. بودم.
Explore the treasures of traditional Afghan music with esteemed musician and singer Mr. Shamsuddin Masroor. Today on Supreme Master Television's Enlightening Entertainment.
Welcome back to Models of Success. There's no doubt that Walter Cronkite was one of the most celebrated news broadcasters of the USA. Mr. Cronkite realized his childhood dreams of becoming a journalist and eventually became a steady news anchor for CBS Evening News. His voice led the public through times of instability and warmed the hearts of his fellow citizens. The results of a 1972 survey reported Walter Cronkite as the most trusted man in America. Former executive producer of CBS Evening News, Sandy Sokolow, discussed Walter Cronkite's unbiased nature. He anchored all those years without once tipping his hand on the CBS Evening News about where he personally stood on important questions of the day. Upholding the standards for objective journalism, Mr. Cronkite would end his show, reminding viewers of situations to be solved around the world, and ended with the memorable line, "And that's the way it is." Walter Cronkite always stayed aware of technological developments, especially in the field of space exploration. Among the important news stories linked to Mr. Cronkite is the preliminary moon landing of the Apollo 11 in 1969.
I was speechless.
Boy,
I really couldn't say a thing. And when Walter rejoiced over man landing on the moon, America rejoiced with him.
For all his coverage from the early Mercury and Gemini missions to the moon landing and space shuttle program in 2006, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, presented Mr. Cronkite with the Ambassador of Exploration Award, making him the first non-astronautic recipient. The award came in a moon rock sample, which Walter Cronkite presented to the University of Texas at Austin to be displayed at its Center for American History. Mr. Cronkite was also originally on NASA's lineup to be first journalist in space. However, the plan was later discontinued. As a top-notch reporter, Walter Cronkite's gift with words also helped the situation between Egypt and Israel. Because the two nations had no diplomatic relations at the time, Mr. Cronkite became the intermediary between them. In 1977, he interviewed then Egyptian President Anwar el-Sadat, who expressed his wish to visit Israel. Upon receiving this news, Prime Minister Menachem Begin of Israel indeed sent out an invitation, leading to peace talks and the Israeli-Egyptian treaty. After decades of service, in 1981, Walter Cronkite retired from CBS Evening News, giving viewers a touching farewell.
Old anchormen, you see, don't fade away. They just keep coming back for more. And that's the way it is. Friday, March 6th, 1981. I'll be away on assignment, and Dan Rather will be sitting in here for the next few years. Good night.
Retirement, however, could not keep Walter Cronkite from doing the thing he loved most. In his later life, he was often invited as an honorary host for prestigious media such as CNN, Discovery Channel, and National Public Radio. He also supported the journalism program in Arizona State University, which in 1984 was named the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism and Mass Communication. Mr. Cronkite also presented the Walter Cronkite Award for Excellence in Journalism to the leading student writer every year. Both on and off his job as a news reporter, Walter Cronkite continued his quest to better the world and was an advocate for seeking a global solution to climate change.
If ever there was a problem that the world had reason to discuss, it would be the matter of global warming and water.
Walter Cronkite received many significant awards for his outstanding works, including the Peabody, 3 Emmy Awards, the George Polk Award, and the highest civilian award of the United States, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. His legendary image continues to be a beacon of high standards to journalists. May the world see more such caring and trustworthy media men and women, helping us to make wise decisions to usher in an era of brilliance on our planet. Kind-hearted viewers, thank you for joining us today on Models of Success. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Coming up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. After noteworthy news, may truth, faith, and joy fill your life.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/AJAR.